Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Couple of Nukes. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Whiskey. And this particular episode is one of my oldest episodes. If you're hearing this message, it means you came across an episode that was recorded prior to my days of official podcasting, prior to my technology skills, my studio setup, and all of that. So thanks to modern technology and some time and effort, I've been able to restore the audio quality of these oldest episodes that were recorded with no microphone, spread out people, on a noisy industrial environment. And so I ask that you're patient with the voices. You know, they sound a little bit robotic, but compared to the unlistenable episode that this was before, I'm telling you, it's amazing. So thank you kindly for checking out this episode, and I hope you find it insightful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to yet another episode. I think we're doing much better with the volume, which is perfect. So for clarification, again, I'm Mr. Whiskey, in case you didn't recognize my charming voice as it is in my head. Not recorded, of course. Unfortunately, that's how life goes. Our heads are perfect in our voice, yet so imperfect in reality, just as it is with our artwork, for writing, and what we meant to say to her before she left. But now, all right, we all been there too much. But what happened last episode is a bunch of people who were supposed to be working came into her space and decided to slouch off. And unfortunately, because of that, we got really awkward. My story about road raids was like stop and start, stop and start. I was like, man, Sandman and Twink clammed up. They just looked at me like, man, what are we going to do? I was like, shoot, do I just pause it and we'll continue later? Anyway, they're just skating out on work. I learned that term, skating out. Now, I never used that term before. I just said, you know, you're just skipping out on work. But this one dude always says, why are you always skating? You know, but he's from an island called Fiji. And, you know, Fiji water is actually bottled there at the source. But again, going to reintroduce the two guests in case you're one of those people who just randomly listens to an episode of podcast to try it out. We have the Sandman, again, not the Lord Morpheus, who my youngest sister simps for, but a better looking, smarter, lazier man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Howdy,
still here. That's his quote. And then we've got Twing.
What's up, y'all? Hi, Adam.
So, Twing, tell me, if you work out enough, you know, between creatine shoes and gym music and heartbreak, would you then become a bear?
I don't know.
Is it just a personality thing? It's like once a twink, always a twink.
Well,
on the inside,
it's partly a personality thing, but it's also like I just don't grow enough body hair, you know.
So you have to be hairy.
Yeah, you have to.
So
be
what
hairy.
Is
that's
a
lot?
Yeah,
thank you, thank you. Hairless bear would be scary.
Man.
So, what do you call
pain bear? Let's go.
That's
called make it a thing.
Polar bear. Anyway, so polar bears have hair. It's just translucent. But I was gonna say, what do you call a large, muscular gay man who's not hairy? I mean,
there's not a term for that.
All right. Well, guys, send in your email suggestions, and we'll go over. So, we're back. We're gonna talk about some A school and power school stories. But backtracking, there's a few things I wanted to talk about, which was. Twing just mentioned the term banana dancer. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Can we go over that? You're the first person to say that in my presence.
All right. So, when you first get to the ship in the Navy, right? You'll have these qualifications that you have to do in order to be able to do your job, right?
Right. So,
to do your job.
You'll find someone who's trained in the subject. You'll explain to them how to do their job, right? Yeah. You tell them how they do their job, proving thus you can do their job. They'll teach you. They'll help you out a bit. And then they'll sign for it. And then your signature is, hey, I'm qualified, right?
And so, until you get qualified, they'll often call you in somewhat of a derogatory way.
Which we do not approve of.
Yeah. They'll call you a nub, right?
Right. I've heard nub before.
Bodies.
Oh, is that what it stands for? Thank you. I didn't know what it stood for.
Non-useful body.
For those of you who couldn't hear, he said non-useful body. Now, I always thought the N stood for something nuclear, but I guess nub is just a Navy term in general.
Yeah, it's just a Navy term.
Because DINQ means delayed in nuclear qualifications. That is a Navy term. Again, we don't use it to harass people. Me personally, I do actually. I would call people DINQ dummies, but I myself have been DINQ. I have the DINQ pass. I was -6% at the beginning of prototype. Ended up being almost 20% ahead. But once DINQ, always DINQ. You never forget it. It eats away at me at night. But I thought it was nub because, like, if your fingers and toes were just nubs, what can you do?
Yeah.
It's a useless body. A non-useful body.
A non-useful body.
It all makes sense.
Honestly, so, I thought DINQ was short for delinquent. Like, you were delinquent.
That's what I thought it meant. I didn't know it was an acronym.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you sure it's not delinquent in nuclear qualifications?
I think it's delayed in nuclear qualifications, right? Or maybe it's delinquent in nuclear qualifications,
yeah.
Whatever. Delayed, delinquent. Either way, you're behind. You're behind the curve. Improve yourself. Do better. It's never the chain of command's fault. It's only your fault.
Right.
But
so
how does this connect to bananas?
Right. So they'll call you a banana Dan if you're DINQ sometimes. And that stands for bitch ass nub, ass nub, ass DINQ ass nub.
Wow. I didn't know it was an acronym. I just thought it meant like if your quals were bananas, you were dancing around them. Like a monkey dancing around bananas. I also thought you were saying a gay slur this whole time, like banana dancer, like
because
I've seen American Dad and they say, what do you say, banana? He said something like that. Those banana dancers across the street or banana liquor or banana loaves.
But yeah, wow. I don't know if y'all just heard, I said banana Dan. Mr. Whiskey here just said banana dancer.
Oh,
banana
so
dancer.
That's one step further.
It's another step further. It's a variant I just learned today. And we just tapped on to the end. Can't even read. So
Can't even read.
Bitch ass, nub ass, nub ass, DINQ ass, nub, can't even read.
Classes of the ring. So when you go to boot camp, now I didn't want to go join the military. I didn't want to go to boot camp. So did I study my rank beforehand? Nope. So you're supposed to learn your rank and be able to identify people. Well, so we got off the plane. There's a bunch of petty officers and stuff. Based off of movies, I'd always train to say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Yes, chief, no, chief, maybe chief. Respond, say something, respond. But it turns out, you know, and maybe, I don't even think the Army is different because I've seen Army TikToks, Army Instagram reels and YouTube videos, and they say first sergeant, second sergeant, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Army people, don't hate on me if that's the wrong term, but they say lieutenant, Colonel Sanders. Anyway. So we got the plane, and this person in uniform is like bossing us around. And we're like, yes, sir. And he's like, no, I am a petty officer, second class. Oh, you call me petty officer, second class. Like, okay, but we've never been to boot camp. How are we supposed to know?
Yeah.
Even if you read the manual, I thought rank, even if you know someone's rank, I thought it was still sir or ma'am, right? And so did anyone else have that problem? You had that problem?
Honestly, no.
Sort of did. Not for that long, though.
All right. The same as a quick learner.
Yeah.
Bad memorizer. Quick to learn, bad to memorize.
My recruiters ran a very active debt program, so they taught me in debt.
I will stop you right there. Peak COVID. Like, COVID just happened. Everything just shut down. Depths. I maybe went to 2 meetings, put on a Netflix movie, or just sat there. Never PT, never did anything.
And we had one PT meeting. And I drank milk and ate eggs for breakfast that morning.
Jesus.
You drank milk and ate eggs that morning. Are you saying that hindered your athletic ability, or that's why you were so athletically brave and handsome?
Well,
I can imagine dairy is... Well, also, before going, was it hot out?
Yeah.
I would imagine. So I got these cinnamon roll pancakes once when I was working as an ice cream salesman on the beach, and it was hot out. Those things, dairy products, cook inside of you in a very peculiar manner that hinders your body greatly.
We're just straight up not supposed to drink milk. It's like, just because we have...
What, humans?
Yeah.
I disagree. Well, okay, let's think about it.
I mean, it's kind of like...
Animals make milk for their offspring, and then we kind of rob it.
Yeah,
you're right. It's made for animals.
Yeah, it's made for the baby cows.
Well, God made animals for humans.
So you're
saying
we need human milk.
Well, I researched a rapper who had was rumored to be hospitalized from drinking mother's milk, aka breast milk, human woman breast milk, and due to bacteria or something. So I researched it, and I was reading a lot of articles. Is it dangerous to, you know, have breast milk as an adult? They were talking about babies. I really did want to know. I'm still gonna try it and, you know, see what happens. But if it's like guaranteed death, that's a good way to go. But
well, I can tell you, and don't ask me why I know this, but I know my dad has had breast milk as an adult, and he's fine. So
the difference between podcasting and videos that really makes it is, in podcasting, you can hear the silent pause, but it's better to see it on my face. See just the absolute, I'm glad. How do you know this? I'm going to ask the question. Can we ask the question?
Oh, he told me.
This is not the question. This isn't, is it cake? Will it blend? This is, why do you know your father has drank breast milk as an adult? Was it your mom's? If it wasn't your mom's, who was it?
It was my mom's, and he told me. That's literally it.
Wait a minute. Was this the breast milk your mother produced while you were inside of her body? Because then it's joint custody. It was your breast milk. It's technically your breast milk as well.
Yeah.
He drank your breast milk. Yeah. Your father drank your breast milk.
You think I should fine him?
You should.
Sue him.
Your dad went to get more milk. Hold on. I was going to make a whole joke about how your dad went to get milk and never came back. But if your mom was there making breast milk, why would he leave to get milk? And then there was going to be a whole adultery joke and your mom's boobs dried up. But we're going to leave it where it is. We're going to leave it where it is.
It's a good call, I think.
The Sandman, do you know about your father's lactate intake habits by any chance?
I am unaware.
You're unaware. Would you like to remain unaware?
Yes.
That was a big pause. He goes, yes. And was that confidence level, there was a bit of curiosity in there. I don't know if you're attracted to your own mother or not, but I'm going to leave. He said no. For the official record, he said no. Off microphone, I'll ask him again. But tracing back, anyway, they were talking about bacterium in the breast milk and babies' immune systems being built different. Babies are built different. But regardless, going back to depth, I was like, how did we get on milk? Salmon, you had some milk and eggs. What kind of eggs?
It was hard-boiled.
Hard-boiled. All right. Healthy. Nice, hearty American Indiana breakfast. What's the brand? Jimmy Dean. Right? Is that the Jimmy Dean breakfast and everything? Not a sponsor, but Jimmy Dean, Indiana, eggs and milk, American made, American raised, American farmed. God bless America. Anyway, going back to depth. God bless Jimmy Dean as well. Is he alive? Is he real? Is he a fictional character? I think he's a country singer who became a food marketer, right? I don't know. I probably sound like an idiot right now. We don't have service to look this up unless someone used their phone, but there's no service where we currently are at all. Luckily, the Sandman has Metroid Rampage Remastered Primus downloaded. What is the game again?
Good brand.
Metroid Prime. I was pretty close. Everyone, not when you listen to this podcast, but when we're recording, apparently tomorrow Ant-Man Quantumania comes out. I'm excited to see that, kind of scared to see that. But I'm excited. One of my fears has been being shrunk down to a very small size alive. Anyone else?
We don't know that was going on
at all.
Well, cool for you.
I haven't really been giving up with the Marvel movies since Endgame, really.
Because they time traveled and now no one likes it, right?
Yeah.
My biggest issue is time travel. One of my favorite mangas recently introduced time travel. I'm not going to say which one, but I don't like it. But off microphone.
Perfect. I feel like if it's done well, time travel can be cool and interesting.
It can be. It's also a great way to just
completely
make more money by recreating your characters. And I feel like also if you have pent up creative ideas as an author and you really are torn between, you know, I really wanted the character to be this way and this way, it's a good scapegoat. I am the scapegoat, but we're not going to go into that tangent. Sandman showed me a meme about being an scapegoat the other day, different from scapegoat, but Boostball acquired.
Cool.
The Sandman is making great process. The most difficult.
Wireless.
What did I say? Process?
Yeah.
It is a good process.
It is a process.
It is. Trust the process. Quote.
It's a NATO.
The captain of our ship. Trust the process. Trust the process. Now, anyway, I never knew Samus was a woman. I never even knew Samus. I just saw a picture of Samus's armor when I was a kid, and I was like, that's pretty cool looking. Halo. But anyway.
Halo.
Yeah. I actually learned about Halo Reach yesterday, not a sponsor. It looks pretty fun, actually. But yeah. What were you going to say about your devs? Just that they were pretty good routine, so they taught you to say.
Yeah, I knew.
Identify by rank.
Yeah, okay.
I wish people called me Petty Officer more often, but
I'm glad they don't call me Petty.
No, we earned it. We earned it. People want to say noobs don't earn their rank. I disagree.
See, I also
especially
disagree.
When it's a topsider. Now, I have nothing against topsiders, but one of the topsiders who said it to me had a 25 grand bonus for 2 weeks of undead school. So, hold on, the Sandman is showing me something. A dragon?
Metal Ridley.
Oh, Ridley. Is that, he's from this game?
Yeah.
I played him in Smash Bros. I always do the skewer. Stab.
Well, it's okay.
He's Samus's enemy?
Yeah.
Hey, Samus, does this whole thing take place on a different planet? No fall damage, question mark?
Nope, don't call that.
That's stupid.
Unrealistic.
Unrealistic. Bad game. 0 out of 10. So it's going to be like the opposite of dental commercials. 1 out of 10 recommend.
1 out of 10
recommend.
1 in 10 dental recommend.
Back prayer.
And get right, those. So you're having a great time. Yeah. Do you have a crush on Samus?
No.
Twink, do you have a crush on Samus?
Nah.
I don't. I've known
a
lot of guys.
Their armor is, has a lot of stuff.
Well, you could always just bang the hollow suit of armor. What? Don't need her in it.
No.
I mean, true.
Facts. Anything can be banged if you try hard enough. But not forcefully. With consent, of course. Even for inanimate objects. But regardless, I have some crazy stories about those, but that's for a different day.
That's for a different day.
Twink, go on ahead and... Right. So, never mind. I was going to ask you when you went through the pipeline, but we'll keep that anonymous, so there's no way they can ever trace back anything, right? Yeah. And you know the rules, so we say chief or petty officer, or we'll say this guy, that guy, this girl.
Right.
That way we don't expose them for their weird and strange... For these weird stories... Or I was concerned for my safety story, but it was okay. Or is it like
we'll just get into it?
Right. We're just gonna get into it.
I'm gonna start with
chronological order.
No. I'm gonna start with a story that my friend from Prototype told me. The story of how he went to Captain's Maps. All right.
All right.
We'll call my friend Big Boy from here on out. He's a pretty big dude. All right. So Big Boy was
the good man
out of the lake. On the pier, fishing with some buddies, right?
And, all right. Well,
they were drinking, having a good time.
Who you are?
Now, mind you, this is a massing story, so he was...
Yeah, so it sounds like drinking underage or distributing to those underage.
I think he was underage.
Unless he broke.
He was underage.
There are fishing laws. Now, imagine going to Captain's Mass. It's like, you kept a fish that was 1 inch longer than state regulation.
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
I don't want to spoil anything by accident.
So they're drunk, right?
Heck yeah.
They're having a great time. And one of them's like, hey, I wonder if we put a bit of... if we put a bit of beef jerky on the line, if we can catch a gator. And so this is South Carolina.
I'm gonna pause right there. So this is in the fishing spot on base, correct? Like the river run, as we call it.
No, I don't think. I think it might have been on base, but it wasn't the river run.
A little quick tangent. I have seen multiple alligators in South Carolina.
Yeah,
on base, outside of base. So have you seen them? Have you seen alligators?
No, I never saw.
Oh, you never saw any?
I know there's a lot.
Yeah, they range. The ones I saw were probably like 4 feet ish. And the ones I saw in the water, just like their head, they were at least 6 to 8 feet. I don't know how big they can get. You know, this is in Australia, so probably not as big. I like to, everything's bigger in Australia.
Yeah.
But regardless, continue. Beef jerky.
They put beef jerky on the line, they cast it, and the crazy thing is, they actually catch one, right? So a gator bites onto this line, right?
This little fishing hook.
Yeah.
This is not... high quality gator catching.
Yeah, this is
I have watched swamp people You're supposed to get like harpoons and hooks and like nets. They've got a little, maybe single hook, maybe a tri hook might just be good, but just a little hook,
just a regular
little thin string
hook.
And a fishing rod.
Yeah.
And the strength of a drunk idiot.
So obviously this drunk idiot, big boy, right? He's trying to like, you know, reel it in, but obviously it's not
a
going
freaking
anywhere,
gator.
Right. So instead the gator just turns his head and the rod just goes straight into the water, right?
All
right.
At least he wasn't one of those guys who were like sticky fingers like attached to the rod.
Well, at this point, big boy says, oh shit.
Don't go for the rod.
I need my rod.
So no.
Big boy jumps into the water and goes and wrestles this gator.
Now
I'm not shitting you. He went and he wrestled the gator, and the gator tried to defile him. And he told me this story a while ago, so the details are kind of hazy. But I want to say he like came back up on like he swam his he got the fishing rod. He swam back up to shore, and the gator tried to like come up after him, and he like punched it or something. And the
yes.
gator just went back away,
yes.
went away into the water. So, somehow, you know, the chiefs find out about this story, right?
And probably some gossiper.
Yeah.
Right.
So he goes to DRB, right?
And right.
The crazy thing is, right?
So for those of you who don't know DRB, I don't know actually what it stands for, but basically, as far as I know, the lad buddy who go, you stand in a room, a bunch of chiefs standing at attention, and I don't know if they yell at you or they have a polite conversation with you. They ask questions. I think sometimes they yell. I mean,
I think A school, power school, they definitely yell at you.
A school, power school is a lot stricter than Prototype and the Fleet. And I would say my buddy in A school, he came out of there crying, full grown man crying. So he goes to DRB.
Yeah, so he goes to DRB, and they actually don't mast him.
Right.
The only reason that he got masted at all is because they gave him a letter of instruction saying like that he had to do all this crazy shit to make up for it, and he just didn't do that, and that's the reason that he went to mast, not because he wrestled an alligator.
No, because here's
he
the thing. There's like no mastable offense for that. Animal cruelty is in the UCMJ as a mastable offense. I have seen it. It is under the general and other article listed as one of the things, because it'll say like cheating, animal cruelty, animal abuse, and any and a bunch of other stuff. And it'll say any and other general orderly conduct that makes the Navy or disorderly conduct that makes the Navy look bad, right? Because animal cruelty isn't something our society likes.
Correct.
Now, it has always been my dream, though, to wrestle an alligator or a crocodile, either or. I think crocodile is more dangerous, I would assume. I'm pretty sure, right? I mean, they're like the same. It's like a texture pack difference. But, yeah, I've always wanted to fight an alligator. I'm pretty jealous. One of size relative to me, you know, I'm 130 pounds. So I think for me, anyway, it's always been on my list. And we talked about animal fighting. You know, last time I've always wanted to fight animals. Now, I'd rather fight that alligator than a giraffe. I feel like it's more fair, and I feel like the giraffe would be too easy. I'll say it. I feel like the giraffe would be too easy compared to an alligator. As far as fishing goes, you know, if you've ever hooked onto a horseshoe crab by chance, what my point is with the alligator and creatures that can like dig into the ground that are already on the bottom.
Yeah.
If they can dig into the ground, because I've caught the bottom before. If you've ever caught like a rock or the bottom of the ocean floor while deep sea fishing, well, you could be at it for hours. You could think you had the biggest catch ever.
Yeah.
And no, it's not your shipmate's mom. You just caught the ocean floor. You know, so. Sandman, you ever gone deep sea fishing? Anything like
that?
Yeah,
I have.
In Indiana.
No, not in the end. But
all right. Please sit closer to the microphone. He's sitting as far back as humanly possible from the microphone.
This is
better, but you gotta raise your voice. When you're gaming, when you're in the game zone, it's all right. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. He's new to this. In fact, I think this is the most socialization he's had in the past year that wasn't digital. Regardless, please encapture us, enrapture us. Capture us with your tales of fishing.
I did catch a giant ass red snapper last. It was like years ago.
Good eating, or you just throw it back?
It wasn't in season, so it didn't be the.
He did other things to it, then returned it. No, so that actually reminds me of the manga. I think it's called Salmon. This guy like jacks off in a river, impregnates a salmon, and then this half salmon, half man. It's like a realistic horror manga kind of art style. So basically, there's red snapper out there that's half you.
What?
One time, my shipmate was talking about, forgive my language, Ariel's cousin. Ariel, as in the mermaid, and he's like, ooh, red snapper. Ginger, fire in, red in the head, fire in bed. Anyway, what about you? You gone fishing at all? Deep sea fishing?
Nah.
Wrestled alligators? Anything? Have you fought any animals? A rabid dog, at least?
God.
Please don't say your husband. But, yeah. Have you fought a bear in any of the senses? Any of the senses?
No. No.
I've always wanted to fight a bear. I have been about an inch or so away from a bear because I lived in New Jersey originally, and there was a lot of running trails. And one time I turned a blind corner into a bear, and we both just scared each other, and we ran off in opposite directions. I would fight a bear of reasonable size. Not a polar bear. Actually, no, a polar bear of reasonable size. As long as it's a reasonable size.
A bear would kick
the indomitable. No. Twink, you are named as such for a reason. Let me explain. The indomitable human spirits. Your body can do crazy things if you believe it can.
Yeah, you know.
You just have to have faith.
You know what else body can do some crazy things?
Not a bear. Bears are simple-minded. Well, they're not simple-minded creatures. So I have some bear stories from this is the animal, by the way. Just because our last podcast, I just want to make sure we're talking about bear stories as in... Wait, what were you going to say, Salmon?
All right. Are you aware that polar bears are the only animal on the planet that actively hunts humans?
Is that true? Actively hunts humans, which we identify as for the sake of our secrecy. No, nukes are humans. Well, no, some of them are robots. 100%. 100%. Oh, yeah, some of them are robots, but ETs. Well, anyway, is that true? I feel like other animals.
No, that's
okay. I think polar bears will actively hunt anything in the frozen wasteland that could be eaten. I'll be honest, Sandman. If you put a polar bear in a forest and it, I don't think it would purposely hunt humans. I think it would kill other things.
Fun fact, that deadliest animal to humans is humans.
That's true.
Humans. Interesting. I don't consider humans animals. I don't care what scientists say. I think we're our own category. God bless America. God bless humans. Regardless, we're the greatest species ever. That's why I don't believe in aliens. We're just too cool. Actually, there's a lot of theories that are pretty interesting to talk about. But did you say you never fought any animals? Never even like a swarm of birds? Like seagulls trying to get your food? Anyone? Do they have seagulls?
Seagull story.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you know how like you get bread, right? And you like throw it to some seagulls.
Yeah. I go out every day and get that bread.
Yeah.
We go out every day and get that bread. You know what I mean, Sandman?
Yep.
I'm talking about the new like Gen Z millennial term for money.
Potato bread.
What is that? Dollar coins?
It's just
bread that's yellow.
It's just better bread.
Why would you make bread from potatoes? Potato bread is good. I'm not going to lie. But like, it doesn't make sense. Pretzel buns? Honestly, you can make bread from anything.
Yeah. You can make milk from anything too, apparently.
Yes. Don't drink soy milk. I don't know about soy milk, but soy yogurt. What even is yogurt? You know, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, what is yogurt?
Yogurt's some weird shit. They put like enzymes in there and like...
Whoa.
Like
maybe boob growth like, enzymes. Look at this.
Well, you know how like
they put chemicals to make you gay, right?
Yeah,
yogurt
from the water to
it's
make
yo gayer. It's yo gayer. Yo play? No, yo play with some yo gay.
No, you know how like cheese is technically like milk gone bad or whatever.
No,
it's just mold.
I've never. Whoa! Not to quote Peter Griffin, but whoa. What do you mean? You're blowing my mind. Because I was going to backtrack and say, we all know who he is. He works with us. He's around. He loves history. He has lectured me at least twice. Like he's taught me about the difference between cheese food and cheese product and which one to look for at the grocery store and which one is rare. What do you mean cheese is just milk gone bad? So, is that why age cheese sometimes, wine?
So cheese, I don't know a lot about it. I don't make cheese.
Because I already have a question for you relating back to your father's interests. Can we make cheese from woman's breast milk?
I don't know if anyone's tried it.
Salmon is an optimistic, hopeful person who said, yeah, probably with a big old smile. That's the best thing about podcasting. I can make any facial reaction. I can verbally say any facial reaction he has, and you guys have to believe it. He is smiling, though. He is laughing. And I'll tell you about the first time I ever saw him smile and laugh. It's a funny story. But how does it solidify?
I don't know. It's
milk evaporates.
It's also something like they also put like
culture violet light.
They put like cultures in there as well, like bacteria or something like
cultures.
That.
As in C-O-L-T-U-R-E-S. Or like cultures as in like the human culture word.
I think that's the same spelling.
Cultures, it's just like a term for a group of bacteria?
Yeah, something like that.
I thought it was colony.
This is a term for cold vultures.
Cold vultures?
No, cold vultures.
Cold vultures?
Yes.
What are you saying right now?
You know what a cult is?
A cult? Oh, cult. I thought you were saying cold, C-O-L-D, like the temperature. Like if it was only a few ranking. So you're saying cult, like a group of people who are a bit radical or manical.
Yeah.
All right. Understood.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, the other term for it could be like horse vultures and baby worms.
I don't even, you're just making words up. Colonies. I think bacteria form in colonies, I thought. Or that's mold. Never mind. Mold forms in colonies. Yeah. But mold is cheese and cheese is mold. All mold is cheese, but not all cheese is mold, right? Or other way around.
Yeah.
Moldy dick cheese. Anyway, sorry. I just had to put insert for a friend.
Actually, a funny story.
Not funny story. That's never a good tangent.
I had a friend in boot camp. I had a friend in boot camp who was not circumcised. And
all right. Hold on. Back up. So you were all showering naked, facing each other around the column.
No, he told me this.
Okay, this was verbally, but not auto. This was verbally, but not visually confirmed.
This was tell, not show.
Okay.
He was uncircumcised, and normally he said, like, bye.
Fun to play with, not to eat. Play-Doh is not a sponsor. Right. So he just said...
He was saying that normally he has like these special subs or whatever that like he uses to clean his dick to prevent getting smegma, which is the term for
smegma.
Dick cheese.
That's a made up word, smegma.
No, it's just the real word for dick.
What that sounds like.
I'm pretty sure it's real.
Yeah.
That's the smegma. That's a cool word to say, smegma. I'm going to keep saying it every 5 minutes. Smegma. That's a good word.
You can't just like finger your dick hole in a shower with a bunch of other dudes to clean yourself, right?
You could have just said clean it. You didn't have to say he was fingering his foreskin, which is a built-in condom. You can just tuck the... Anyway. Why did you have to say he was fingering it? Now I have to put an explicit marker on my podcast again.
Apparently the enzymes in yogurt would help in... not forming smegma, which is interesting. So you would eat yogurt every morning and you get smegma. So those of y'all with foreskins out there, you know.
I have a better idea. We're just going to pause it right now. I can explain it better. But just going back, smegma. Are you sure you didn't mean sugma? Salmon, do you think he meant sugma?
I think what was...
Sug my balls, Salmon. got him. Sug my balls. Sigma male. Anyway, I'm a smegma male. That's funny. Like, forget sigma male. Sigma males. You're a smegma male. So, if you have foreskin, this is medically... It all lines up. Yogurt containers are cylindrical. They are... You could fit a penis in there. And it has the creams and ointments heal your foreskin. So if you bang the living crap out of yogurt.
The yogurt.
I thought you meant the enzymes on it. You rubbed it on the outside.
No, he ate the
This is an eternal
yogurt.
Chemical reaction. I take it. Well, you could eat the yogurt after you have intercourse with it. I mean, come on.
So what we're hearing here is it has to be inside of the dick.
It has to be inside the dick. No. don't you forget about me. Anyway. Wow.
What a topic.
So, you did not get to witness him fingering his own foreskin.
That is true. I never once saw this man's penis, much less with a finger.
Deep inside this. How much? Well, I've never seen foreskin, so I don't know how much there it is. I thought it was just like a.
It is.
I know how you can like just pinch your ball sack and you. Well, mine stretches out. I don't know. You can stretch a ball sack out pretty far. I can only speak from personal experience. I've never grabbed another man's ball sack and stretched it out. Sandman, can you verify anything for us? Anyway, he's going to say
a challenge at home.
Challenge at home. How far can you stretch out your ball skin? Please email us at coupleofnukes@gmail.com and let us know. You can measure it. You can give us a visual measurement or you can get an actual tape measure. Down in any measurement type, we can always convert it.
That being said, no ball picks, please.
Yes, please do not visually confirm it. Do not send us to visually confirm. You visually confirm and then autographically tell us or just electronically type it up. In fact, if you just email me a number, I'm just going to assume that's your ball skin stretchage ability. Now, the point was, I don't think there's so much foreskin that you could be knuckle deep. The second knuckle, are these all knuckles? This is a knuckle. Yeah. Are these knuckles or are these called differently?
No, those are knuckles.
The third knuckle deep. I pictured the second knuckle. I felt like that was reasonable, but I don't know. I mean,
knuckles leaked.
Knuckles? No, not knuckles from Sonic. Sandman. He once tried putting a baby in a blender. Anyway, I love seeing like these weird Sonic YouTube, either they're fan animated or they're just voiceovers or they're the real show. But there are some clips on Instagram Reels. I watch Instagram Reels. I'm not a TikTok boy, but that are amazing. Now, going back, so that was your prototype story. That was your friend or your friend's friend?
That was my friend. Yeah.
Oh, that was your friend, big boy.
Yeah.
You were not fishing at this, and there was no video of it. That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Greg, so what the Sandman was referring to before when he said taco, there was a small alligator, a juvenile, I would imagine, on base, and Nukes nicknamed him Taco, and I don't know why. And I just realized
he was the one on the bridge.
My battery gonna die. I will cry. We're good.
Yeah, he was under the bridge.
5-3 spoken. Yeah, he was under the bridge.
Yeah.
One time, a whole tree branch fell down on that bridge, and instead of pushing my shipmate out of the way and having it crush me and get the purple heart, I pulled him back and saved both of us. Now, did I militarily do the correct thing? Yes. Did I do the smart thing? No comment. You guys email us at coupleofnukes@gmail.com and let me know what I should have done. But the answer, if I ask these two gentlemen right here, we all know the answer. If you can get the purple heart, I mean, it's an amazing thing to get. I do wish I was on the front lines. I have great respect for Army and Marine soldiers out there on the front lines. And there's some Navy people out there on the front lines. For those of you who don't know, the Marines don't have their own chaplain or corpsman, as far as I know, because I've met a lot of Navy chaplains, aka priests, and corpsmen, aka medics, who have gone, quote, green side, where they were on the front lines with the Marines. And I think I mentioned this in one of my podcasts. My RDC was a green side corpsman. And, you know, we talked about RDC being the person in charge of your boot camp. He was on, like, the border of Korea. He slept in a tank. He had to heat his own MREs. His own MREs with his body heat. And he had the body heat to spare. Me, I don't think I would be so lucky. Twink, not so lucky. The Sandman, he could do it. Just a little bit. He might have like two MREs in him, and then he's like, I'm out of body fat. Now, he's wearing a white shirt today, but he does have the infamous neon green, see across the entire hangar bay, forest shirt. And we're very sad he didn't wear it here. He's saving it for when we start our official YouTube and TikTok and Snapchat clips eventually. But, yeah. He could bring it back out. The shirt. We weren't talking about anything else. Anyway, if you have foreskin, do email us and let us know if what we said was accurate. No.
What?
Sandman, what did you mumble?
That you do have foreskin, please email us.
Yeah.
Yes, if you do have foreskin, please email us and tell us if what we said is correct. If you have foreskin and you have moldy dick cheese, I want you to tell us if you eat yogurt, yes or no. If the answer is no, I'm just gonna form a causation with no actual scientific evidence. Anyway, Yeah, I'm just curious how they clean it. Don't tell me how you clean it. Don't send a video of you cleaning it either.
If you have foreskin, also, stretch it out like your balls as part of the challenge.
That's part of the challenge.
Yeah, it's part
stretch
of the challenge.
It out as well. We want to see which is stretchier, foreskin or ball skin.
And when we say see, we mean we want you to tell us.
Right. Again, just for clarification, we may be gay men, not me included, but we don't just like random foreskin pictures. Who was it? I can't remember the guy's name, but he made a song about Welcome to the Internet. Bo Burnham,
yeah,
I think
Bo
his name
Burnham.
Is.
Bo.
And he goes, some guy sent you random pictures of his cock. And, that's how it be sometimes. I've never gotten a random cock picture.
Say again, Simon.
I was insane.
Oh, you were singing a song. So, speaking of cocks, which reminds me of socks, which is like cocks rearranged with another S. If you say sock, it's just cocks rearranged. I know there was like some sailors talking about a challenge they heard once where these two sailors were like, we're going to see who has the crustier, what type of sock by the end of deployment. And whoever has the crustier one
has to wear both,
right? Have you heard of this?
Yeah,
I've heard rumors like that. Now, I saw a reel once. It was like, the mom was like, I like these sock-shaped plates you have. They're so hard. And it's like, oh, mom. And she was like, yeah, I fed your dad on them. And then the grandparents came over. And then I went to a homeless shelter. And I fed all of them on there. It was like, and then I went to an orphanage. And everyone loved your sock plates. They said it gave the food a special flavor.
Whatever. Yeah.
Sam is laughing. I don't know why people come in their socks. I feel like there's a lot of other things you could come into.
There's lots
of things. Yogurt cups, as we mentioned before.
Okay,
preferably vanilla yogurt. What?
So y'all both went through the pipeline a while before I did.
That's correct. And I was 20% ahead. And Sandman was 20% behind.
I don't know if y'all...
I'm just kidding. He's a genius.
I doubt y'all will have heard of this, but...
Okay.
So... Someone in my class, so when you go through boot camp, you get a recruit cover, which is just a hat with the word recruit on it, right?
Okay, stop you right there. I already see where this is going. All right.
Someone in my class, throughout the entirety of A School Power School, used his recruit fall cap as a cum sock and ended up filling it.
Whoa. Hold on. No. Stop. Pause. I need you. When I'm done, you can be like, feeling it again. But I thought you were going to say some clown at Prototype was wearing their recruit cover or their Navy cover. Please restate the entire thing you just said, starting from they used it as a
sock to release it.
I was going to say a cum receptor.
A cum sock.
A vessel for cum that has been released, ejaculated.
So this thing was
squeezed out.
Full.
So what do you clarify what you mean by full?
Well, I didn't see it. And I don't know.
There was
exactly
layers
know.
To it until if it was
well,
like
I
as
mean,
if
like,
you had.
This was over the course of like months and months, right? So
some people hit double digits, which we'll talk about in a minute. The Sandman grinning. He's like, double digits. Those are rookie numbers. He's like, destroy Dick December year round. He goes 365 in a day. Well, regardless, there were layers to it. Did he wear? Never mind. That would be a sad bet to lose wear on your head. And if people are like, later in the day, they're like, oh man, you got a little dandruff in your hair.
It's not dandruff. It's not dandruff. It's not. I wish it was.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, my buddy, I don't know what to call him. My buddy Rob Job is what we called him, who is a bit heavier set, had the dad bod. He liked yoga moms. He tried teaching yoga to our class, and I enjoyed it. Yoga, cool. Godzilla is fighting Samus. Godzilla is fighting Samus. What is this game? What is that creature? It's literally Godzilla. Oh, never mind. It's not. It's not. It looks like Godzilla, but anyway, sorry. He's still playing Metroid Prime Remastered. He is doing pretty well. He is addicted. Well, anyway, Rob Job, as I'll call him, a great guy. One time I hung out with him, and he got drunk, and he went Tinder swiping. And he was like, oh, she sticks her tongue out, or fish lips, whore, whore. He was white left, whore. She has fish lips, tongue out, whore. And then he was like, mental health matters or mental health awareness. She's retarded. She's autistic. He was drunk, so he didn't mean any of this at all, I believe. Not really. But anyway, the best thing he said, he goes, white girl, big dog. She's screwing a dog. No way I'll get in. White girl, big dog. What? So every time, so I spread this joke around. So every time me and my buddies were out, and we saw someone like that, we'd be like walking, some white girl walking their dog, or we'd be like, white girl, big dog. And then one time it was a Great Dane, and we were like, oh man, don't even say it. Don't even say it. Some Great Dane's gonna be as like tall as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I think the shortest guy in Reactor, I won't give his name, I think a Great Dane would be like twice two of him. I've seen some big Great Danes. The unfortunate thing is big dogs tend to die young. Hopefully my little princess, she's a 3-pound chihuahua, will live forever. But
I had a pitbull who lived for a long time. He was like, I want to say like 13 or 14 when he finally.
Yeah, 1, 3, 1, 4 years old. That's cool. Well, I think they can live up to 18. Maybe some dogs enter their 20s, but I don't think so. I think the teens is usually where it goes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe the whole dog years. Like 1 year in human terms is like 7 years in a dog's year.
They just mean that like, humans tend to live 7 times as long as dogs. So, like,
nah,
if you think
not
about
Florida,
it,
man. I'll make fun of Florida and give Indiana a break. I haven't actually made fun of Indiana. Sam, man, do you want to crap on your own state? No, he.
Was there,
hold on. What are you saying? You want to crap on drivers from Ohio who go into Indiana and cause mayhem on your roads?
Yeah.
I've heard him complain about that one too many times. Where are you from, Twink?
I'm from Texas.
That's right, because you like bussies.
Yeah.
I forgot. So for those of you, so there's a place called Buc-ee's, BUC-TAC-EES, or BUC-TAC-EES. I don't remember the hyphens. It's this stupid-looking beaver. I'm sorry, he looks stupid. He looks stupid. Anyway, there's one in South Carolina near Florence. That's the first time I ever saw it. It's huge. Apparently, they're all over Texas.
Yeah, it's just like they started in Texas. They're like all over Texas. And like for those who don't know, it's basically just a really, really big gas station. And
fancy. They got brisket.
Yeah,
they got
like food there.
The cleanest potty.
Yeah.
There's a sign in Georgia or South Carolina when you're driving up I-95 north that says you can hold it for another 152 miles. No, I can't. I piss every half hour. I can't hold it. And I'm not stopping in south of the border to piss either. That might be the last rest stop I ever make. For those of you who don't know, south of the border is some guy decided to make a huge Mexican themed amusement park as soon as you get into South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's cool looking. I think it's cool looking. Half the lights don't work, so at night when I drive past it, I'm like, this is cool looking. It's kind of creepy. There was people there. I've never been, but when I drive past, I always look. I try not to crash while driving usually, but I'll turn my neck completely sideways. I'm like, look at this place. I offered to take my fiance there. She said no. She does not want to go. She's been. I have not been.
She's been?
Yes. My question, ladies and gentlemen, is if you go on I-95 every 20 feet, and by every 20 feet, I mean like every few miles, there's a sign for south of the border, a bulletin, like every few feet, like, no, okay, because you've driven to Washington, D.C. before and stuff, so you've been up and down I-95.
Yeah.
I mean, just everywhere.
And just everywhere. And it's like it alternates.
A lot of bullet, yeah.
It alternates between, like, south of the border signs.
And
like,
Jesus.
A massive Jesus signs.
Which is great. God bless America. But here's the thing, and I don't say that ironically, I mean it, but the thing is, I see other bulletins that aren't used, and it's like, rent this bulletin. There's no way south of the border is paying per month, per sign, a certain amount of money. Do you know how, there's no way.
Because that's the only way they're staying open.
Unless they bought them a while ago. I don't think those signs do anything. I think they had too many signs. It becomes an irritant.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But
like
the same
they need
time,
a few
was,
signs.
Like, I was very much interested driving up I-95.
TV commercials would be better, or if I saw an Instagram ad.
I tune those out completely.
I disagree. I think just driving over the hill.
If I'm on a road trip from a billboard, than if I see something on the TV.
You're more likely to get me to pull over if you flash a bunch of cop lights and you start shooting at me. Actually, I might drive. If you're shooting at me, I might drive away. At that point, I'm not pulling over. You're going to kill me. But just turning around the... But it'd also be awesome if there were no bulletins and then suddenly you've never driven on I-95. You come up a hill and here's a giant sombrero tower. You're like, you know, you just hear, it looks like Speedy Gonzalez, but it's they have like a mouse. Are there a lot of mice in Mexico? Why is Mexico always represented by a mouse? I don't understand that. That's interesting.
Mice and donkeys.
Donkeys? Oh, yeah, I noticed that
or
too.
Like mules, I guess.
Yeah, mules. Yeah. I thought you said meals. So I was like, say again. Say again, Jimmy.
Meal.
But tracing it back to
you got the
Buc-ee's.
Meals.
Yeah, Buc-ee's. We pronounce it Bussies. Now, I told my one female friend, sorry, I got criticized on a date once for saying the word female. I was told it was scientific and degrading. And they asked, how would I feel if they called me male? And I was like, I wouldn't care. And then they just got madder at me. Yeah. But regardless,
I don't know.
I feel like female is the professional term.
It's really common
because
in like,
here's
the military
thing.
To use male and female. But I feel
right.
like outside the military, it's just like all the like,
nah,
the
because
red the pill incel creeps that
will be like, man, that female bad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a fine female.
I wasn't trying to do a black
impression. No one thing I'm trying to, I was no, just I quoting know, Instagram. But yeah, but. Like I said on one of my previous podcast episodes, I got corrected by two older gentlemen on the ship, as in, like, they've been in for twice my lifespan, right?
Yeah.
They said, hey, don't use the word girl when telling stories. Use woman because we're in the military, which is why before in the previous episode, I said going back to high school, she was a girl because, you know, a girl. Because now I feel weird saying women. But, like, I talked.
What are you looking at?
No, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. I thought you were staring at me because I said going back to high school, you were like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, yeah.
You hear an ultra instinct playing like, my minor attraction quirk. But no, maps. Anyway, not a sponsor. So basically not a sponsor. Yeah. Well, that's why. So for those of you who don't know, there's a thing called maps, which I just discovered 2 days ago. Yesterday I discovered it's like minors attraction people or minors attracted people.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a program called U.S. Navy Maps. And so I just combined the two into something that was never meant to be. I was like, U.S. Navy Maps. Funny. Anyway, it was a whole movement on the internet. And it was like, it got memed and then people took it seriously. And then people tried taking the meme and making it whatever. Neither here or there. Going back, I was just saying like, because I feel weird saying, well, there's this woman in my high school class. Well, I talked to my fiance about it. I was like, I feel like woman is misogynistic, but I guess it depends on how you use it. I feel misogynistic just because on social media, I've seen a lot of woman make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Woman, get back in the kitchen, woman.
I feel like...
Lois, you're a woman. That was a bad beer. Lois, I can't do it, but...
I feel like it's like...
I feel like girl is just... I on social media, I always see, man, is she a bad girl? Is she a girl? I feel like girl isn't degrading of age. Sorry, there was a casualty. Now, I'm not saying, like, if someone called me, but I think it is different for men. I feel like boy is a degrading term, but I don't think girl is, especially a lot of women like being called a good girl or a little girl.
Yeah.
Like, but if you called me a little boy, well, I guess if you're mommying me, that's all right. But if you're another man, you're like, man, what's up, boy? If you're an older gentleman... That's fine. But
I mean,
if you're like my age,
like,
yeah, there's a lot of context to
all
this.
There's a lot of context between all for all of it, right? It's because like if you're like, oh, that's my boy.
That's my boy, yeah. That's my girl.
Right.
I would say that's my woman.
Yeah.
Then that implies a relationship.
Right.
If I said that's my man's.
You say that's my man, that's also implying a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's my man. Anyway, there's a lot of context. Why did I bring this up?
I don't know.
We're talking about Bussies. We're talking about Buc-ee's Pete's. No. There was a reason I brought this up, which was, I think I said female. I don't remember why I said female. Talking about Buc-ee's. No, I brought the word female and I said, you know, how I got talked to about that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember why I brought up female. We were talking about south of the border, Mexican culture. I don't remember. This is the problem. And I'm going to listen back to this podcast when I'm editing it and be like, that was the point I was trying to make. But I'm not going to play it back right now, real-time playback. But dang it, we were talking about Buc-ee's. We were talking about I-95. We were talking about mice. We talked about donkeys, mules. Trying to trace it back. Sam, man, help me out here. You're the smartest guy. Oh, you're not a memorizer. You're not a flash memorizer. Are you a flash memorizer?
No.
What were we talking about? High school. we've brought up. I wish this was a live stream so you guys could just like type. So someone who was paying more attention than me could type. Well, going back to Rob Job, you know, he had a pocket pussy that was made after Mia Khalifa, retired now. I've never watched porn. I have seen pictures of her. I don't think she's attractive, but he got a Mia Khalifa one. And during holiday stand down during A school, everyone went away to their state except for him. He had the room to himself, double digits every day with that thing. He used it so much he had to buy a new one.
Oh my God.
Right. Double digits. Now, I think masturbation is gross and a sin. unless it's being done to you by someone else, but self-masturbation. Anyway, it's a gray area, even in the religious world. It's very debated. I don't know. You know, I have done it as a young, young man. Well, I didn't even know it was a thing. I think one day I just touched my penis and I came. And I think that's how all guys discover. Yes, unless you weren't raised in a sheltered family with no phones and went to a private school like I did.
I have a weird way. I have a weird story of how I got into
the first discovery.
Masturbation.
To quote Sam Witwicky's great grandfather, "Boys, we've made a discovery."
No, it was literally just I was doing a school project for
it was a science fair. He's like, "Guys, I've discovered a new volcano. Baking soda only."
It was like a slideshow about the planets or whatever. So I was just like,
again, how did that bring this all together?
So I was going through Google Images, getting images for each of the planets for my slideshow or whatever. And I searched up Venus.
Rule 34.
And
you misspelled it? Question mark?
No. It was just. There's a lot of Venus is the Roman goddess of love.
Yeah, right.
And there was a lot of like naked or half naked paintings of her, like classical paintings. So those were what
you're a man of Renaissance culture. You're not
culture.
You are an actual man of culture.
That's how I got into it, because I just saw that and I was like, oh.
Now, what I'm gonna say is, what twink is actually a JoJo reference, because Yoshikage Kira, the first time he saw the Mona Lisa, he got a boner. And so you're essentially a JoJo reference. The first time. The Roman, you are sacrilegious. You have destroyed the Roman religion with your semen. I don't understand. So you saw her and then you're like, whoa, it's rising. It's hard. It feels good.
Yeah.
Was she hot? Is she bad? We don't have any servers. I can't pull up any pictures.
Venus bad, yeah.
Better than Aphrodite? I guess she's just Roman. She's just textured pack Aphrodite.
Yeah,
Roman religion is a texture pack for Greek religion. I stand by that. Yeah. Romans, slide up in my DMs angrily.
All you angels.
Who disagrees with me?
Pretty man.
History man? Yes, the history man, as we'll call him, would disagree with me. I want to call him the emperor, but he's built more like a king. But we already have a king on this podcast. And I don't mean me. We're all kings. We're all actually, you guys are queens. Twink, Salmon, Slay.
No,
I'm a short king.
Hey, sisters, you're a short king. You're not. I'm not short. I'm fun-sized. I will say some bite-sized snacks are pretty good. And, yeah. But going back to Rob's, yeah, so he destroyed his pocket pussies. And then, well, since we already had to make this episode explicit, I'm going to talk about my roommate. King, you know him by his battle cry. Why does the lemur want to move it? Move it. I don't know if I told that story on the podcast about how I found a lemur on base, and I was like, "Hey, King, do you think that lemur wants to move it? Move it." And he was like, "Why would a lemur want to move it? Move it?" Because he didn't understand that reference. Yo, so one of the artists I follow drew like a more King Julian, who had his legs like bit off by him when he was in a wheelchair. He's like, "Maurice, I can no longer move it, move it. I can't move it, move it, Maurice. Maurice, kill me. I can't move it, move it." One of the funniest things. I can't move it, move it anymore. All right. And for you, Twing, just to recap some stories about King, you know, we had an acronym in one of the electrical classes where we were like, "Oh, you could remember it by Diglett." He was like, "What's a Diglett? What is a Diglett? And I was like, well, don't look up Rule 34, Declan.
Don't look it up.
But and then there was another time we had memorized something using an Eminem rap song lyric, which I don't actually know this lyric by heart. I don't know if I've even heard the song. I probably have, 100%. But it's like, all the trailer park girls go around the outside, around the outside. And he was like, Eminem? Who is Eminem? One question. Betty Officer. First, no, who's Eminem? The rapper? Yeah. Dude, why would he eat the rapper?
Party forever.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you've seen that meme. But yeah, so King, in A School and Power School, you're in bunk beds, and he slept in the top bunk because he was a smaller fella, and I think I just sprinted to the rooms when we were moving in. I threw all my stuff on the bottom bunk. I was like, ha, sucks to be you, old man. Old man. Well, anyway, he was only like 24, 25, but like we've discussed on previous episodes, he was like an 80-year-old man, looked old, acted old, and you'll have to listen to the other podcast, Twink, to really get the full story about him, but he used to do it, a.k.a. masturbate, a.k.a. touch his own wiener until he came in the rack while I was in the rack.
Hell,
and he would shake it. I don't know. Hell yeah. No who y'all is. No who y'all is.
I was joking.
Shout out if you're a nuke who says nuke power every time you bust a nut. Nuke power. Shout out to me at the captain's call this morning. That was amazing. The captain said reactor and no one said a single word except I screamed nuke power. My
motherfucker.
That was me, yeah. And my weapons friend, actually, I texted and confirmed with her. She did hear me on the other side of the hangar bay, which was my goal. Obviously, when the captain started talking about suicides, I did not scream hoo-yah or new power to that. No, I did not.
You wanted to.
No. No, I did not. Now, right, so some people consider it disrespectful if you're in a bunk bed and you're in a top bunk doing that kind of stuff. I didn't take personal offense to it. Like, he was doing his thing. Now, did it keep me up? Yes. Would he jump? Here's how you know he's ready. He jumps down on the rack. Like Superman landing in the street and the concrete breaks. Runs over to his desk, grabs his hydration tool, one of those thick water bottles, runs to the sink, fills it up. Go. You can hear him swallowing the water. And then he crawls up, clambers up like a savage animal up these metal railings, sometimes falls down. Ankle. Well, he gets hydrogen. Well, he gets up to the top. Mostly hydrogen. I'll tell that story later. Gets up to the top. I breathe like an animal, like a rabid animal. Never felt the touch of a woman before. Or grass. Which, if you've listened to my previous podcast episodes about how he was on the computer for almost 12 hours a day, 8 hours a day, alarm clock going off at 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning, 0500, quick a call. 50 YouTube tabs open, double speed, video gaming. Yeah. You would know he's never touched grass. Regardless, he would twist and turn. One time I asked him and he said he uses his legs, ? Anyway.
White.
What? It's like curls. Anyway, there's a lot of different. Regardless, eventually he got a pocket pussy, right? And he would open the drawer and whatever. And originally it was in the drawer further away from me. Actually, he's always put it in the drawer above my face. For some reason, he's always put it in the drawer above my face. Well, fast forward. He leaves one day out of the room, and me and my buddy comes over. He leaves the drawer unlocked.
Damn.
They're like, we shouldn't. But like SpongeBob and Patrick giggling and doing something they shouldn't, we open the drawer, find the pocket pussy. For those of you who have never seen one or know what it is, it's just a... It doesn't really look like a pussy, in my opinion. I mean, it's just a cylinder of, like, rubberish material, right?
Silicone.
Silicone, yeah. It's actually made of uranium. Well, and then you use it as you would a vagina in real life. If you don't know how that works, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. It's rated for an older audience anyway. Well, it's in the drawer. Now, people clean these drawers. There's room inspections, but they get dirty still, and it had, like, dust and hair and fuzz on it, like, ooh, and there's a spilled bottle of lube, boo, all above my face, ooh. Well, there's something big wrapped up in a towel, and we're like, oh, he has another one just wrapped up in a towel? I pause for suspense. Cold group, pause for suspense. We unwrap it, the torso, hips, butt, pussy, thighs of a woman. God. Like, hips, torso, like down to mid thigh. And then we're looking at it. We're like shocked. We can't even look at it. And then we hear the door rattle, like, quick, act really gay. So he bends over and I'm standing behind him and we close the drawer and we're just like, oh, welcome back in. He's like, what are you two doing? Why are you acting so suspicious? What's going on? And I don't know if I ever told the story. I took a girl that I was courting and then dating at the time to the beach. He had never been to the beach. But for those of you who don't know what battle dress is, it's a certain attire in your uniform where you cover up everything. You go super tight clothes, army mode. Like, this is casualty combat time, war time. Hoo-yah. Well, I get home. And you can wear civilian clothes at this point in A school. I come home, I open the door. He's standing in the doorway already in battle dress. And he goes, Mr. Whiskey, what does one do at the beach all day? I was like, oh my gosh. First off, I didn't know he had a crush. We both had a crush on the same girl. I never knew it. I would have let him have her just out of respect. He never talked to a woman before. And I would have helped him out. Like, I liked her, but not to the point that I would, like, fight him over her. But he didn't know we started dating. He just thought, he was like, mom, that's why she kept coming over to her room. Makes sense now. But anyway, I take her to the beach, and he's like, what does one do at the beach all day? And I was just like, King, why are you in battle dress? It got cold in the room. And this is all I had to wear. Again, he only had one pair of blue jeans and one or two flannel shirts for all of A school. Finally bought. When I had never seen him outside of the same two outfits. So spring came, or summer came, and he put on a short sleeve shirt. We were like, dang, dang, trip. Hot. Just because we had never seen him. If you always wear the same outfit for your entire life and it suddenly changed, it doesn't matter what it is. People will think you're hot. They'll just be like, we didn't know you could dress any other way. So yeah, that was that. But yeah, and then people said I should shine a flashlight on the mirror and scare him and tell him to do it in the shower, aka the head. And you're like, but four people share that space. That's disrespectful. But one of his famous catchphrase was, if you said, hey, what's up, King? He'd be like, mostly hydrogen. And eventually, nukes do what they do, and they started doing research, and then they argued with him about technicalities, and then he would start specifying at what feet or altitude you were at, what planet you were on, and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, he always said, mostly hydrogen. So I thought the air was made mostly of hydrogen. So in chemistry class, in the nuclear navy, I wanted to sound smart when they were like, oh, what's the air mostly made of? And I answered, I was like, mostly hydrogen. And then the sir was like, wrong. And everyone thought I was an idiot. It was all because my roommate was stupid and had been feeding me wrong information for a year and a half before that question was asked. Wow, look at the decibels on the podcast. I got a little heated there. I got a little mad at King for embarrassing me. Look, today we did some damage control training. I muttered the answers and like 4 out of 5 were right. But I had this thing called, I don't want to look stupid in front of everyone and say the wrong answer. But then it turns out my answer is always right. And so then after multiple right answers muttered, I'll do the same. I'll be like, fine, I'm just going to raise my hand and say, and then I'm wrong. And then I'm just like, never going to talk again.
All right, going back to the Mia Khalifa pocket pussy, right?
Hold on, wait a minute.
Specifically, like sex toys designed after real people. Have y'all heard of, like,
Dwayne the Cock Johnson? I'm just kidding.
Have y'all heard of, like, the kits that y'all can buy where, like, you can mold a dildo after your own cock?
Yeah, I don't know if they can do it for a woman. You know, I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
But you can put, there are female condoms, which I think it would work the same way, where you put the mold inside them, it hardens, you pull it out, you pour it on the outside.
Yeah.
I once had pancakes ruined for me. My first girlfriend ever. This was back when we were really young. Like, we were 5th grade and dating, and then we thought we were going to be together forever, but then she wanted to prioritize school. Well, regardless, and now she's in the Marines, and she's dating some ugly guy. She didn't age well, but would I take her back? Anyway, so here's the thing. She was like, oh, well, I don't even know if I knew it was called a vagina, but she was like, if you fold a pancake in half and put a hole in the center, that's what it looked like. And I couldn't eat pancakes for a long time. As a grown man, I guess that's accurate.
I would say no.
I keep my eyes closed during sex. I don't want to see anything. It's gross. I just feel it. Just wait till the days of VR reality sex when you can have sex with anything. Yeah, that's right. You, Tony the Tiger, he's great. Fans, you can live out your wild dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Sandman smiling again. Going back to Sandman smiling, we were in class. This was back in the days. He's grown out of his shell a lot. Would you agree?
Yeah.
He's much more social than when he first joined. He had like rarely ever talked to anyone, ever laughed or anything. We all made fun of him, said he was a school shooter. Awful joke. He's not. I was going to add a yet, but I decided not to.
I was also adding a yet.
This petty officer was telling a story about some Navy ship, maybe it was our country, a different country, that ran over a whale and just let this huge trail of blood just massacre this whale. And the Sandman, first time anyone's ever seen him smile or laugh, and we're all so concerned. He's like, blood, whale get crushed, whale get crushed. Whale go dead. Like, man, I'm scared of whales. They're big, they can eat you, they can bore you. But, now, I talked to a shipmate the other day, a.k.a. the Sandman, off microphone about a show. I want to make a show where they talk about the Japanese cultures, you know, whaling illegally and making it a cuisine. No, I make a show. This guy, private investigator, probably me, I'll play him, finds out that the Japanese have been capturing whales and keeping them alive in these huge tanks as live sex dolls, and people pay to crawl inside their vagina and like wrestle the inside of a whale vagina, and that whale nani, and that whale nusi, and yeah, and they don't have to show it in the movie, but it'd just be about like this whole secret organization. And if this exists and you want to come after me, please don't. I'm just podcasting with the bros, and I'm just talking about a movie idea I have. No one steal this movie idea. I'm patenting it. I just paid $100 online to patent it right now. Don't look it up. But yeah, I think, well, we were just talking about the size of whale cock, about 32 feet long, I would assume. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is about 32 feet. Well, 132 feet, 120 feet is about the size of an Arctic blue whale, I think. Regardless, you know, the point is, I think a human could fit inside a whale's vagina. In fact, I think a whole whale comes out of a whale's vagina called a calf. Are they called calves?
Yeah.
A whale calf? Would you crawl? Twink, I'll ask you first. Are you interested in being inside a whale's vagina?
That sounds gross. I'm good.
Man, look, we crawled out of the vagina when we were born for a reason, all right? Not our whole body is meant to be in there, right?
Yeah.
But other men argue and say, we're always trying to get pussy because we no place like home, and we came from there. That's right.
I got.
Yep. But yeah, we're gonna call it there. You want to record another episode somewhere else after this, or are you gonna go to bed?
Nah, I'm gonna.
Yeah. So we're probably all gonna go to sleep. What time is it? It's currently 19:55 Norfolk time. So honestly, it's pretty good to go to bed. But I should probably call my fiance, should probably text message my other friends, maybe talk to my parents. They just send me a lot of angry texts mostly. So we'll see. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and call it here for an episode. We will record tomorrow. Maybe I'm on watch for a hot minute. Luckily, Twink has once again avoided the watch bill as he does. Now, what? Sandman would like to announce that you what? You unlocked the thermal visor?
Yeah.
Everyone email us at coupleofnukes@gmail.com to congratulate Sandman on destroying Metroid Prime multiple times in a row.
Along with your ball skin measurements.
And your foreskin measurements and your foreskin cleaning techniques. Also, your favorite celebrity pocket pussy. Or is this your favorite? Please comment. Please email. If you would crawl inside a whale's vagina.
Also tell
email us and tell us why. Explain why. Please explain why in as much detail as possible.
Also tell us if you would or would not use a clone of Willy on yourself. Why or why not?
What's wrong? You know what? Because there's not room for two sheriffs in the town. Right? Am I right, Sandman?
But here's the real question.
The real question. Will it
you
blend?
You use the clone of Willy on yourself and then proceed to use the Willy that you cloned on yourself.
And is that masturbation?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Well, regardless, also email us south of the border. Recommend 10 out of 10? ? And also, if I don't discover it when I was backtracking, please backtrack my backtrack to why I where I said the word female and then explained it, and then we went down a whole tangent, and I could not remember what I was trying to get back to. But yeah, we may record some episodes tomorrow. I may go record with some other guys now. We will see. But as always, we're just a couple of nukes.
Later.
Later. Sandman, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's the Navy term for goodbye? I don't know. I don't think we have one. Fare thee well.
Sailing through the ocean blue, nuclear reactors my crew, guiding the ship, the stars as our guide, through the waves we ride. Jokes of laughter fill the air, on this voyage we have to share, working together, side by side, as one family we will abide. In the heart of the ship we reside, nuclear operators with pride, powering the vessel with every stride. Our mission, a source of great pride.